In the summer of 2015, Mexico's Supreme Court issued a clear ruling. Any state law that defines marriage as solely between a man and a woman is unconstitutional. Nevertheless, the situation for same-sex couples wanting to marry in Mexico 4 years later remains complex. Sonora, Arizona's neighbor to the south, is one of a number of Mexican states where such couples still face additional barriers to wed. From KJZZ's Fronteras desk in the Sonoran capital of Hermosillo, Murphy Woodhouse reports on efforts to change that.
On the shaded second-story porch of Miguel Ángel Ruiz and Jorge Alberto Navarro's Nogales, Sonora home, lovebirds are singing. It's an apt background tune as they tell me about the second anniversary of their July 2017 marriage. Ruiz says he's putting up just fine with Navarro, who feels the same. Navarro brings out a stack of photos from their ceremony 2 years ago and hands them to Ruiz. There was dancing, dozens of smiling guests, and of course a toast, which came after getting their marriage certificate. Weddings are often a lot of work, but Ruiz and Navarro had to jump through additional hoops to get that certificate in their hands.
In 2016,
they went with documents in hand to the civil registry like any couple would. But as expected, they were denied, starting what would ultimately be a year-long process to win a federal judge's ruling granting them the ability to marry there. Like many states in Mexico, Sonora's family code defines marriage explicitly as the, quote, legitimate union of a man and a woman. It also clarifies that same-sex marriages are legally impossible. That's despite a June 2015 Mexican Supreme Court ruling that, quote, any state law that defines marriage as between a man and a woman is unconstitutional.
Es importante mencionar que esta jurisprudencia de 2015 no invalida ninguna ley en ningún estado.
That's Alex Ali Mendez, head of litigation at Mexico Igualitario, or Equality Mexico, a group that advocates for LGBT rights. The ruling didn't invalidate state laws that violate it, he says. It simply opened the door countrywide for federal court actions called amparos, which is what allowed Ruiz and Navarro to marry despite Sonora's prohibition. Nearly 50 Sonoran couples have married in that fashion. But a number of states, about 10 by Mendez's count, did change their laws or already allowed gay marriages before the ruling.
De los 32, podemos decir que entre 15 y 18.
All told, same-sex couples can get married in about half of Mexico's 32 states like other couples, Mendez says. And there's a chance Sonora will join that list. In early July, I visited State Representative Yumiko Palomares, who's sponsoring a reform measure that would change Sonora's civil and family code to allow for same-sex marriage. She says Sonora's LGBT community approached her and other candidates with their agenda last year. At the top was marriage equality. Palomares and others committed to supporting those goals if they won. Her coalition won.
Y nosotros como legisladores estamos obligados a hacer estas reformas.
She says the 2015 ruling obliges her body to act, which the previous legislature failed to do. But the initiative's prospects are unclear. A comparable measure recently failed in neighboring Sinaloa, despite the same center-left coalition's majority there. Baja California Sur's reform was approved in late June. Even if the reform is unsuccessful, Palomares says there are other paths to marriage equality in Sonora to pursue. Palomares' effort has its share of critics. Among them is Oscar Cerrato, who is a major force behind the state's current family code, including elements that prohibit same-sex marriage. He says reform could bring unintended consequences and that the state has no obligation to change its laws.
The Supreme Court justices have decided that they don't want to be constitutional judges. They want to be legislators.
Mexico's states are in the best position to develop family laws that reflect their values and traditions, and efforts to curtail that ability are federal overreach, he says. Sonora is not ready for a new definition of marriage, in his view. Back in Nogales, Sonora, Ruiz and Navarro agree that many Sonorans may not be ready for the change. Ruiz.
De todos modos, si en Sonora sigue igualmente.
But even if the law isn't changed, Sonoran couples like them are still going to get married. Murphy Woodhouse, KJZZ News, Hermosillo, Mexico.